This is the playbook. And I love the takeaway for the week because so many of us in this community have gathered so much information. But the first thing I'd like to talk about is, what are we doing with that information? I always say there's two types of people: ignorant, humble people, and ignorant, arrogant people. They're both ignorant. They don't know what they don't know. One's admitted, the other projects it. And one of the contexts of this takeaway is that, look, if there's a takeaway that resonates with you, what I want you to do is reposit it somewhere. And I want you to create a system to access it. The ignorant, arrogant people, they don't write down anything and they get nothing out of it because you won't remember one of these things comes tomorrow. And the ignorant, humble people write down everything and they don't create a system in order to access everything. And there's too much to access. So just make sure that you are repositing the resonating information, the ones that really resonate with you. Save those, create a system to access those. I got a garage full of notes from college, graduate schools, and workshops and masterminds that I have no idea how I'm going to ever access the information that's in there. So make sure that you're utilizing the most efficient, effective way to do that, which is relative to, of course, my takeaway for the week is about limitations. And the takeaway for the week is, the only thing that we should be focused in on is clearing away the limitations that we put on ourselves, but in the context of today. And what do I mean by that? Yesterday is relative and the future is relative. Both we can give meaning to, we can bend time, we can create and change the limitations of the past and of the future quite easily with mindset. But where most people make their mistake is that they don't realize that the only place that the man-made constructs of not only time, space, money exist is in today, the 24 hours that we've been given to be productive, accessible, and gracious with our time. And what we want to focus in on when we talk about limiting ourselves is, how are we limiting ourselves in our mindset today that will affect the relativity of the past and the future? How are we limiting our heart set today, the way we feel, that's also relative to the past and relative to the future? And how are we limiting ourselves pragmatically with our handset today, limiting the efficiency that we could have, the effectiveness that we could have, and even the statistical success that we could have? And we have, in the mindset, the heart set, and the handset, all these limitations. But the only importance of those limitations, as my takeaway for the week, is today, because the limitations we put on ourselves today are impacting what we are seeing or meaning of our past, and more importantly, our future. And so as we look at, you know, friends like mine, like Ed Mylad, who are writing books like One More or Limitless by Jim Quick, or any of the other books, Goggins' book, Never Give Up, or whatever those books are, what we're not dealing with is the aspect of time, of today, of limiting ourselves today, and the impact or the trajectory that it puts onto our future, but also the meaning it gives our past. And so I want everyone to think about certain objectives that they have. For example, a lot of people will tell me, I want to make this much money by the end of the year. I can't think of something that creates more resistance than a statement like that. Because the minute you put a time and an amount on something, we're limiting ourselves. The minute you put a time frame on something, the next second creates scarcity. It creates less than of a perspective, and it changes your future as well as it changes the meaning of the past. So we have to really be conscious on the limitations that we put ourselves into each day, and make sure that as we're looking through those lenses of productivity, accessibility, and gratitude, that we are not limiting ourselves with money, with amounts, with time, with space, with sizes, any of the man-made constructs. We want to make sure that we are thinking, saying, doing, believing, and feeling in infinity in the present. It will impact our past and the relativity of the meaning that we give our past, whether you see it as punishment that we're not where we want to be, or promotion and protection that things didn't go as planned. But even more importantly, as I said, it will change your trajectory and the acceleration towards what you want in the future by looking today, what am I doing to limit myself? Because the only thing I want to kill off today, the only thing I want to die today is my limitation. So I start talking about things in terms of relativity, in terms of speed and acceleration into expansive exponential growth by saying things like, I want to double the amount of money I make as fast as I can. Therefore, when I set my real list of objectives today, they are all in a trajectory alignment, synergistic and supplementary to expediting the amount of abundance I can create in my life in the realm of infinity, in the realm of more than enough. Instead of, I want to make $1 million by the end of the year, or worse, I got to make this much money by the end of the month because my rent is due. That's not going to do any good. That's going to create resistance and also set your thermostat each and every day to something that is maybe realistic, but limiting. And so I want everyone to focus in on the relationship of limitations for today to the relativity of the future and the past and the meaning that we give both in order to expand our mindset, our heart set, and our handset to allow for more in our life, more of everything that we want in a faster realm, not in a quantitative limiting realm of this time, this date, this amount, this space, but more than enough. I'm going to double the amount of money I make as fast as I can is far greater than I'm going to make $1 million by the end of the year, or even I'm going to make over $1 million by the end of the year. I'm just going to double the amount of money I make as fast as I can. I'm going to empower over 1 billion people to be happy. Over 1 billion people is limitless, and we want to live in limitless trajectory by utilizing limitless thoughts, actions, words, beliefs, and feelings. And so when we find ourselves creating that thermostat and limiting ourselves, we want to stop, drop, and roll and tell ourselves, no, wait, let me readjust that into the realm of more than enough. And so many people are not where they want to be, not intentionally, but actually unintentionally, because unintentionally, subconsciously, and unconsciously, they're limiting themselves in what they do, say, think, believe, and feel. And so let's all raise that awareness. Let's help one another expand, accelerate, and grow by utilizing the right mindset, heart set, and handset towards the unlimited, towards the infinity, towards the more than enough.